The Central College softball team split with St. Benedict of Minnesota on Saturday, winning the opener 8-1 and losing Game 2 6-3 in 11 innings. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we have highlights from our live broadcast on 92.1 KRLS, and we catch up with Dutch head coach George Wares.
Huseman ahead in the count, 0-2, rocks and fires. Called strike three, ringer up, sitter down. Sydney Huseman with her first strikeout of the game as Central leads 1-0 here in the second. One ball, two strikes from Huseman as the wind whips back up a bit. And a line drive, Franny Burnett snags it.
Wow, that's a catch.
That's why they call it the hot corner.
There's no way they're going to be able to get her. There's no reason for her to swing away here. She needs to lay the ball down.
She is playing at the third base bag.
She's covering the steal.
Yeah, there's EJ with the bunt. It's the pitcher. Throw to first. Not in time. Throw home. Safe. Bach gets around the tag of Ruberg. And there is classic Central small ball. A ball that doesn't get 10 feet out in front of home plate. Scoring a runner from second base. 2-0 Dutch. Here's the pitch. And she drives one towards right center field. And that is going to roll to the wall. Doty around to score. Fisk being waved home. The throw comes into third as Bach is standing at second with a two-run double to give Central a 5-1 fifth-inning lead.
She hit that ball hard. That was on a line to right center field. Great job, Haley.
Wallace rocks and fires home. Line drive, base hit. Burnett scores easily. Kistenmacher waved around third as the ball was bobbled. She'll score as Duncan advances to second, and it's 8-1 Dutch. Fly ball left field. This could be the ball game. Doty drifts back, makes the catch, and game one is in the books. Final score, Central 8, St. Ben's 1. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Emma Beck has retired the first six Bennies she's faced, including three strikeouts. After an inning and a half, Central and St. Ben's tied at zero. That one's down low, Higgins off and running, and Duncan breaks home, safe! On the double steal, Central scores the first run of the game, and Higgins on a bad throw takes third.
Just what we said, we're going to have to produce something. I mean, the ball does not get hit and we still score. That's a great way to produce a run.
Two-out rally starts right here with a 2-2 pitch to Haley Bach. Back up the middle, base hit. Haley Bach is as hot as anybody. Seven plate appearances today. She's been on all seven times, and the Dutch have a two-out runner here in the seventh. The pitch to Bach. Line drive, bobbled by the shortstop. Doty around third, and she scores. E6. And Bach does it with a hard shot at the shortstop to tie the game. Line drive, base hit. Tautkus scores, Benson scores, and St. Ben's is busted it open. 6-3 Bennies here at the 11. Carson, ground ball to short, and the throw across ends the inning and ends the ball game. It's Central's longest game in 13 years, and St. Benedict's rallies for the victory. Final score in 11 innings, St. Ben's 6, Central 3.
We're catching up with George Wares, head coach of the Central College softball team, after a split with St. Ben's on Saturday, an 8-1 win in Game 2, and then a 6-3 11-inning loss in Game 2. And, of course, that's the one that's fresh in our mind, Coach. Just overall thoughts on the doubleheader and not being able to close it out.
Oh, that's it, basically. You know, when you say what we are and what we want to be, you got to win games like that. You know, give St. Ben's credit that, you know, obviously they've played a super tough schedule and they've been struggling. And, you know, we got them down the first game and then, you know, everybody contributed to what happened in game two and just couldn't put them away, you know. And, you know, there are a whole lot of reasons, but I think the thing I'd point out most is we just did not have a whole lot of quality at-bats. That kid, her stats this year are horrible, but she was really good last year when they had the Novak kid going with her, and, you know, she's one of the better pitchers in the league. She pitched well, but, you know, Claremont, you know, you weren't there in Arizona, but that kid beat us. We beat ourselves a lot today with some really bad approaches, swinging in some pitches out of the zone, and, yeah, just didn't get it done offensively. I think that was our biggest downfall.
We're at the midway point of a veteran team. You know, are you still trying to learn things right now, or are we well past that?
Oh, we're past that. I mean, it's not a question of – you know, I mean, obviously some players and, you know, younger players are still learning some things, and veterans find little things to improve on, but, you know, they know what they need to do, and, you know, we got to keep putting in position to do it. But, you know, this is such a different sport where, you know, we talk team all the time, and team's important because you win and lose together, and but it comes down to, more than any other sport, you're up there and you got to do something, you know, and you got to find a way to get it done against the pitchers trying to do the same thing, and then flip-flop that when our pitcher's against them. And that's the way it's always going to be evaluated. It's really hard, but, you know, when you're a veteran, you hope you can close it out a little bit more. But, you know, I mean, it's not one of these crushing losses. It's just really disappointing because we were right there with a chance to sweep it with a solid week off before we have a pretty grueling start to the conference race.
All right, so Co is up next. You've got a week off to get ready for the defending American Rivers Conference champions in a heavyweight matchup to start league play. A little preview of that one, Coach?
I mean, you said it. You know, there are going to be a lot of those in the league. So, you know, I don't know if they hear this, so they hear. They think it's a rivalry. You know, we don't really think it's a rivalry. We just play whoever shows up. And, you know, we went up there and played twice, two really good games last year, and swept them. And obviously they're very good. They have a lot of veterans as well. They have some really good pitching. And we'll be ready to play. And it's going to be a lot like that second game was today. You know, you're going to have a lot of intense moments and, you know, come through when you need to. But we're 0-0 in the league, and we expect to win the conference. That's what we're going to try to do. And obviously, I will say for us, when we have them and then Warburg on Tuesday, we're probably going to have a much greater idea of where we are versus a lot of the other teams, you know, because we're going to have four challenging ones right off the bat.
Central and Co. coming up on Saturday. We'll have live coverage on 92.1 KRLS and CentralDutchNetwork.com. For Dutch head coach George Wares, I'm Trevor Castle, KNIA, KRLS Sports.